I'm so busy repairing the tripwire across the front porch that I almost forget to take Mum her dinner. It's only when I hear her clanging about downstairs that I realize it's nearly 8 o'clock. The streetlights cast a feeble yellowish haze as far as the house, but I don't need them. The moon is more than enough. It hangs heavy and ripe over Tremorglade, watching everything we do. At least the explosive charges are finally set round the outer perimeter, and the graphene nets are checked. Satisfied, I sit back on my heels and watch the neon warning bunting flapping in the breeze. All safe for tonight. Even if I did leave it a little late. Dangerously late, Mum would say, if she knew. She always complains that I never change, and I point out that I definitely will, just not this month. But it never makes her crack a smile. She doesn't think we should laugh about that stuff. My eyelids feel like sandpaper and my fingers are sore from twisting the wires, but I shuffle to the fridge and haul out tonight's meal, wrinkling my nose as ever at the smell. In my haste, I pull the shelf out too far and it tips forward, its contents thudding wetly into my chest. Great. The clanging downstairs is louder now. Mum's getting antsy, like she always does around this time. I should have left dinner with her ages ago, but I got distracted. The basement stairs are steep and the light stays off when I flick the switch. It happens from time to time. We don't always keep up with the bills and occasionally the electricity company notices. Mum will ring them first thing tomorrow and plead for mercy until she gets paid at the end of the week. I hold the tray against my chest with one hand and feel my way down the wall with the other, treading super carefully on the stone steps. I don't want to fall and injure myself right now, especially not before Mum's eaten. There's a soft moan as I approach the bottom of the stairs and I feel guilty for my lateness. Sorry, Mum, it was just really fiddly tonight. Plus, I reached level 20 on Happy Trappers, but she doesn't need to know that. Silence. I get the feeling she's not in the mood to hear excuses. I can't see a thing in the darkness now, so I take my phone out of my back pocket and fumble to turn on the torch. I accidentally shine it right in her eyes and she rears back,